When I was 6 years old, I used to be a good girl. That's why Santa Claus brought me a gift. He traveled ever so far to the opposite end of the world just to present the one thing not placed on my list. Underwear and socks. Delicately disguised in the cardboard treasure box. Santa slipped down our chimney in the middle of the night, arranged all our gifts under the tree's rainbow-colored lights, and I'm discreetly wondering why he even bothered. I'm sure he paid more in reindeer gas and time than all the contents of these presents combined. Got my hopes up higher than my mind was prepared for. Wasn't prepared for high hopes crashing to the ground. Yet too scared to turn my silent six-year-old tears into a sound. Confused without a cure. Unsure of why the paper mache offerings I'd hung on the tree earlier that week didn't earn me at least one of the toys I'd seen on TV. Cabbage Patch Crimping Curl, the commercial that changed my whole world. And even the boys and girls I knew who had to be permanently on the naughty list still came to school in the new year bragging about the most magnificent gifts, like that new kid Jason who used to curse out the teachers, brought his stuff for show and tell, had all the hottest features. Classmates talked about how they played until they got tired, then switched toys. Power Wheels, Barbie sets, Nintendos, and Game Boys. Yet at 6 years old, I kept my poise. Didn't let them see me sweat through my clothes. Wore my new socks and underwear. Told myself theirs probably still had holes. Sweet Lemon's rationalization. And I sipped my lemonade. Pretended it was the best and sweetest ever made. Sugar-coated Christmas as long as possible until the holiday residue would finally fade. And it's back to the wish list. Cabbage Patch Crimping Curl. Because I convinced myself it was a must-have for every little girl, especially me. And since Santa must have run out last year before he reached our street, I knew he'd put my name on the top of the list this time. Took additional precautions to ensure my position in line, like signing up for teacher's pet just to push it over the edge. But when disappointment would hit home once again, I knew Santa Claus wasn't a friend, at least not an ally of mine. Or maybe he just didn't like my kind. Afraid to bring the expensive gifts through my neighborhood, automatically marked those addresses on the opposite side of good. We remained to be seen as naughty. Or was it a case of mistaken identity? Had me listed under another name and gave my real gifts to someone lucky. I tucked these possibilities in the back of my head. Would keep them there until I made my own bread. Bought my own reindeer and sleigh, delivered my own presents, became my own Santa Claus for the holiday. But by then, I'd already realized those gifts didn't change the feeling, didn't impact the meaning, didn't raise my spirits so much higher that it actually mattered. I realized it was the fire heating up the cold, dim floor that held up our Christmas tree's post. It was the desire in our bellies at the thought of the marshmallows my dad would help us roast, even though we had yet to eat any breakfast like eggs or buttered toast. It was my mom singing carols, seeing poinsettias in bloom, the sweet smell of pine floating from room to room, helping my dad sell Christmas trees and plants so we could pay our bills, the warmth of hot apple cider we sipped that took away the chills, the endless hugs and smiles that seemed to permeate every corner, the sights and sounds of Christmas. If I had to explain to a foreigner, it would be this. I found that Cabbage Patch Crimping Curl. It was years later, like middle school, and I discovered her like a precious pearl in the sea. She rested at the bottom of my best friend's toy box. I dug her brown, lifeless body out from under the clutter of Christmas past, dusted her off, prepared to finally cure my curiosity at last. Played all the games I once imagined I would. Took the tools and styled her hair in every creative way I could. Didn't take long for boredom to set in. 30 minutes tops. And at that moment, I thought about that year I was given those underwear and socks. Wondered if in the end they were worth more than that doll's plastic face, wire-based hair, and cotton-filled arms. If I got more use out of them than out of bogus babies born in vegetable farms with fake birth certificates that still didn't prevent neglect, suffocation at the bottom of a child's junk collection. No visits from services of child protection, just briefly admired, dismissed, and moved on to the next item on the list. Yeah, when I was 6 years old, I was determined to be Santa's good girl. But I later realized Santa Claus didn't exist, and the best gifts would never be found sliding down a dusty chimney where true Christmas values seem to suffer mistaken identity.